gave us such a thrill. He'd go to lovely
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
This is irishradio.org, 24-hour Irish radio.
There's a younger generation that have to leave our shores. They have no hope, no confidence in this country anymore. Some leave with wives and children, and some just on their own to leave this land and nation damned. It hurts them to the bone. Our Irish sons and daughters have left this land before. They left in pain and poverty, cast on a distant shore. And now once more they must depart against their heart's commands. They leave again through greed of men who plundered this fair land. They robbed our riches, stole our gold, these men of silken hands. They built a concrete wilderness and castles in the sand. The castles now have tumbled down, new masters rule our sod. They laid to waste this once proud place, for money was their god. And play by Bondi Bay in Sydney far away. We're leaving all the folks behind, they know that we must part, and we know
may wander. take you all down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope they're proud of their wandering son. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may walk,
a song and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Sailing days are over, oh, time and tide, and by your side together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Sailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. We'll walk in the Irish rain.
Built the motorways, they broke the stones and moved the clay. shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The man who built the motorways. The days were hard, the nights were good. They owned the streets of Cricklewood. They sang the songs of home, but now they sing alone. The man who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. Of dancers haunt the floor.
The ghost of dancers haunt the floor.
Since they closed down the Galtymore.
Since they closed down the Galtymore.
The show bands played the songs, and everyone belonged. The man who built the motorway. They walk the Kilburn streets alone.
They walk the Kilburn streets alone.
So close but far away from home.
So close but far away from home.
They live from hand to mouth and keep the good side out. The man who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. The men who built the motorway. They broke the stones and moved the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The man who built the motorways. The man who built the motorways.
November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. At hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say. His name it is Kerry, and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber, he lines out to play the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core. His name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman, we venture to say, well done, Dennis Joseph, well done, DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell.
with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises, they'll sing of the great Jimmy Doyle, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mankind. When the ball is thrown in and they enter the fray, we all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber, he lines out to play the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber, he lines out to play the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
Soon will be no more. There in the heart of Cricklewood, it's called the Galty Moor, the home of Irish show bands in this land across the sea, a place that holds fond memories for folks like you and me. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. Was the greatest club of all. Through the years we watched them, those big stars come and go, Big Tom, Philomena, Brian Call and Margot, Ray and Jean to name a few, not forgetting Paddy Cole and the superstar from Mullingar, Joe Dolan, rest his soul. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. And no matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree the Galty was the greatest club of all. The night away. Soon there will be nothing left but the cold hard light of day. But before we leave the dance floor, there's one thing we must do, is ask Big Tom would he please play one last final tune. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. The greatest of them all. No matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree that Galty Moor was the greatest of them all. They all agree that Galty Moor was the greatest of them all.
No one have known just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will. As Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. The next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
That morning, I only wish my mother I could see, but she has gone and I'm still here in London, and Ireland again I'll never see. She said
said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener. Sure, Ireland's a place you ought to be.
Club in London, in that far off distant land, a breath me lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true, a ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she returned if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
when her thoughts straight back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board the transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's Fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu, we've got Bono and you too, and all we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off those new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving like our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the vault that please not fall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. But if we've seen better days, those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming home to you again. and we'll all be coming home to you again.
Of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you, the dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine is breaking, it's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best.
Tonight I'm here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. Do you recall when you left me, this story to me you revealed? You said you were living in sorrow in your loveless mansion on the hill. I've waited all through the years, love, to give you a heart true and real. But you said you could live what I've loved you in your loveless mansion on the hill. The light shines bright from your window, the trees stand so silent and still. I know you're alone with your pride, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. In your loveless mansion on the hill.
Irish Radio.org.
Have you considered advertising on Irish Radio? We have campaigns to suit all budgets. Our professional team will assist every step of the way. We can collaborate on scripts, also banners for websites, social media and much more. Campaigns tailored for each inquiry. We can move swiftly to get you on the map. For an informal, no obligation information, get in touch. Email jerry@irishradio.org.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
Dear one who's with story of true love is a wild and precious thing. It don't grow on old magnolias or only blossom in the spring. Oh, the glory of true love is it will last your whole life through. Never will go out of fashion, always will look good on you. You can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above, but old faithful's just a fountain compared to the glory of true love. Before I met you, darling, Lord, I thought I had it all. I could have my lunch in London and my dinner in Donegal. I got some friends and found a vote where there ain't no push or shove. Can give them all the goodwill for the glory of true love. And you can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above, but old faithful's just a fountain compared to the glory of true love. Sing a song.
Glory, 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 glory. You can never get enough. Only time will tell the story of the glory of true love. Glory, 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 glory. You can never get enough. Time will tell the story of the glory of true love.
I can always see the time that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the gas yard wall. We laughed neath the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the time early morning. called Women from Cragan, the Hoor and the Bar, while the men on the door led a mother's room, fed the children, and then walked the dog. And when times were tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride. In the town I loved so well, and there was music there like the dairy air. Spoke a language that we could all remember, the day when I earned my first pay, when I played with a small pickup man. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad. Could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed up bars and the gas that hung on to every breeze. Now the army's installed. What have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, they still carry on, for their spirit is bruised, never broken. They will not forget, for their hearts they are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's won is won, what's done is done, what's lost I
You need a little TLC. Well, that's okay.
Well, that's okay.
TLC, it's what I do. Saving all I have for you. A little bit of TLC will get you through.
Will get you through.
Oh, you and me, baby. We're TLC crazy.
On against the coming soldiers, the cowardly yeomen we put to fight. 'Twas at the Harrow, the boys of Wexford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England. Search every kingdom where breathes a slave. For Father Murphy, from County Wexford, sweeps o'er the land like a mighty mighty way. At Vinegar Hill or the Pleasant Slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back, and the Osatullo took Father Murphy and burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. The cause that called ya may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org.
This is IrishRadio.org, 24-hour Irish radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Glen Eagle Hotel, Killarney, please welcome Brendan Grace!
I can always tell by the enthusiasm how long I'll be on, so I'd like to finish off now with that. Years ago, we used to be terrified talking about the facts of life and things like that to kids because we didn't know really and truly, but it's called biology nowadays. That's it, they know it all, they learn it in school, no need for us to tell them. But by God, when I think of the lies we were told. The places we were supposed to have come from. That's right, children. I wouldn't eat cabbage until I was about 23 years of age, for fear I'd leave some child homeless. That's right, children. That's right. Now, I was found under a head of cabbage, kids. Isn't that funny, huh? Your Uncle Brendan was found under a head of cabbage. My sister was found in a matchbox. And most of my cousins were found in a rhubarb patch. There wasn't a natural birth in our family for as long as I can remember. And it was all lies. I don't know why they bothered. Ridiculous. And there was a woman next door to us. Now, I lived in the heart of Dublin, in a very, very special part of Dublin. We lived in a little semi-detached house. Well, it was detached, really. It was on its own, I suppose. It's falling away from the rest of the street. And the woman next door to us was on the pill. It's very hard to imagine that. When I was a child, she was on the pill. God forgive us all, she was on the pill. For 14 years, she was on the pill. Before she realised, she was taking aspirin. She'd 17 children, but she never had any headaches all during that time. So I suppose it only goes to show that God never closes one door, but he opens another. And so. And I really had a smashing childhood. When I think about the kids next door to us, if you can visualize the situation. I mean, the woman next door to us, they had a little backyard. And we used to look out the window. I can always remember looking out, and they had a hen in the backyard, a little chicken running up and down, and which was unusual. Now, if you can imagine, you know, to have, you know, in the heart of Dublin, to have a farm type of an animal outdoors, or indeed anything you could eat, to keep it outdoors was, you know, was taking a risk. So I remember, I knew it was a hen. I knew well it was a hen. But my father, Lord rest his soul, my father actually told me, he said, "That's not a hen, that's the stork." with his legs worn down to his knees. From landing outside that house with them 17 chiselers. And I look back to it now and I feel, really, I was innocent, was I not? Weren't we all? Ah, we were innocent. Although, I suppose old traditions die hard, don't they, look? They die hard, and there we are now. I look at the kids nowadays and, you know, I even see the difference now with children. Their eating habits are totally different now. Whoever thought the day would actually come in our lifetime that you'd have to bribe a child to finish his food? You know, he will finish our turnips and you'll get jelly and ice cream. And if you eat your Brussels sprout, you'll get a crunchy. We didn't have to be encouraged. Did we have to be encouraged? Not at all. There was a thing then called hunger. That's right, hunger. Which meant that if you didn't finish it yourself, somebody else would finish it for you. Even if you wanted to finish it, somebody else would finish it for you. I had a sister who had teeth with power steering. Honest to God, you had to count your fingers every time you took your hands away from the table. It was amazing, and that's why, you know, that's why I compare it today. Maybe I'm wrong to compare kids today, maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, if the children today, like if the child now wants something to eat, you know, they go over to the fridge, isn't that right? They'll get themselves a yogurt, and of course, if you believe the ads, the yogurt comes out with the spoon in it and everything. And they do a little dance and entertain the child before he gets the yogurt. Or an apple or a piece of cake, over to the fridge, isn't that right? Did we have fridges?
No.
No. No need for them. What was the point in having a fridge? Nothing to put into it. So what was the point in having a fridge? It was we were lucky if the food came into the house. I remember meeting my mother, Lord rest her. I remember we used to meet her halfway down the street with her shopping bag. I found my sister one day eating stuff out of the bag. She was wearing the bag over her head like a mule with a bag of oats. Ah, you look at the kids nowadays. There's no point in talking. I find sometimes that they don't be listening to you. My youngest fella now, trying to explain to him, looking in for his breakfast, like any child now, spoiled for choice. Looking in at Cordon Place, Rice Krispies, Frosties, Fruit and Fibre, Special K, Honey Nut Loops, Sugar Puffs, Cocoa Pops, Corn Pops, Banana Bubbles, Shredded Wheat, Weetabix, Alpen, Bran Flakes. And you know what he says? There's nothing there I really like. Nothing he liked. We would have been glad just to see the box the cornflakes came in. Just to be close to the box, to know what it would have been like. I said to him one day, I said, there's millions of children in Africa today starving. He says, yeah. Name one of them. That's why I look at the children now and I say good luck to them and God bless them with their lovely shoes and everything else, booties and sneakers and Doc Martens and sandals. We didn't get shoes, children. Our mothers used to paint our feet black and lace our toes together. That was what it was. Your child has an upset tummy now, little bit constipated, which can happen. A child can get very bound, you know, you go down, you get them laxatives, syrup of figs, milk of magnesia, Andrews. What did we get? Our mothers used to put us sitting on our potties and tell us ghost stories. Sit down. Sit down, Dana. Are you ready? Dracula got out of the coffin. Does that bring back memories? Oh, what? Ah, yes, they were great days. That's why kids today, they don't understand hand-me-downs. I don't think the children understand hand-me-downs, do they? No, I could write a book on hand-me-downs. Just hand-me-downs. I'm the youngest of nine, you know. Youngest of nine, I am. I had eight older sisters. Not fun. Not fun. I remember arriving in school one day in the same dress as the teacher. This is true. Sat in the front of the class. Very upset, as you can imagine. And he wasn't too pleased either. He was... He was very upset. We some great times. Had we not got great times, didn't we? I think they were great. The games, we played games that were nothing, isn't that right? When we were kids, a bit of chalk and you could play hopscotch. Who remembers hopscotch? Wasn't that a great game? You did out your chalk out there and you did your squares and your numbers. That was a game you just played out on the old concrete, isn't that true? And the little thing, what was the thing? Can you remember the thing you used to... The piggy, isn't that right? We used to throw it there. What was it? A stone or so. Or a polish box. Well, you couldn't give the kids a polish box now, of course. No way can you give them polish. You can't. The children know what I'm talking about. No, you can't give them polish tins nowadays. And we had so much fun. Even if you ran out of chalk, it was no problem. Sure it wasn't? No, there was always statues in the house. Well, naturally, you had to have great respect for the Sacred Heart and our Blessed Lady. But St. Anthony came under some pressure in our house. He was on chalk duty most of the time. Do you remember? I think St. Anthony actually, in our house, he actually learned how to back off. He'd see you walking up to him. Anto, I think you're on chalk duty today. And you'd hear him saying, oh no. And you bring him out behind you. Remember, you have to smuggle him out. And hop him off the windowsill. Ma, St. Anthony's had to falling down off the shelf, Ma. I think his head is had to coming off. Well, put him under the stairs. And I'll glue it back after. And you go, you get his head then. And you'd run it down the street and you'd draw your light. You'd wear him down as far as his eyebrows. And your mother tried to glue it back. Where's his face? Good days they were. What was it? What was it about the old... I think there was something about when we were young. Maybe it was only in Dublin, but your mother had this obsession about having clean underwear. Does anybody remember that? Remember your mother said, make sure you have clean underwear leaving this house. Does anybody remember that? What was it? It had nothing to do with hygiene or comfort. That's right. Do you know why? In case you get knocked down. You might get knocked down by a bus. This was the reason for having clean underwear. The theory obviously was that, if you were knocked down by a bus, at least when you'd get to the hospital, they'd know you came from a respectable family because your underwear was clean. You may have your head under your arm or your leg over your shoulder, but you'd have clean cacks. This was the whole idea. And that wasn't the theory at all, because it didn't work that way. What they didn't realise was that if you're going to be knocked down by a bus, if you even think you're going to be knocked down by a bus, you see a bus coming at you and you can't get out of the way. It doesn't matter how clean. I'm serious. You're going to, if you think about it, you're going to shout your head off. And you'll be destroyed when you get to the hospital. Ah, yes, these are the great things. It only goes to show you the way kids think. And my youngest fella told me a very true story. And he said it's about a mother snake. And she lives in the jungle in a semi-detached suburban snake pit. This is the way the young fella told me the joke. My little fella. And he said that the mother snake had three baby snakes. And she wanted to go shopping one day and she didn't want to bring the baby snakes with her to the shop. So she asked them if they wouldn't mind, hissing around the pit until she came home. Yes, hissing around the pit, because snakes do hiss. And they do live in a pit. So they said, fair enough. And she says, if it's a thing that I'm late coming home, she says, I want you to go over to Mrs. Potts' pit and hiss. Because Mrs. Potts was a neighbouring snake who didn't have her own snakes. So they said, fair enough. Hiss around the pit till you come back. If you're late coming home, over to Mrs. Potts' pit to hiss. She said, that's it. So she went off to the shops and the baby snake started hissing around the pit. And right enough, she's late coming home and they decide, well, we better stop hissing around our own pit and go over to Mrs. Potts' pit to hiss, because that's what she said. So they stopped hissing around their own pit, went over to Mrs. Potts' pit and started hissing around Mrs. Potts' pit. Now, they're hissing around Mrs. Potts' pit for ages when Mrs. Pott comes out, sees them hissing around the pit, and really lets a roar. And she frightened the snakes were very upset. She scared them. She said, "You can't hiss around my pit. Go back to your own pit and hiss." And they immediately stopped hissing around Mrs. Potts' pit, went back to their own pit and hissed. And they're hissing and crying at the same time when the mother snake came home. And she says, "Why are you crying?" And they said, "We were hissing around our pit all day. You said, if you like, come on, go over to Mrs. Potts' pit to hiss. So we went over to Mrs. Potts' pit and we're hissing around Mrs. Potts' pit. And Mrs. Potts said, go back to your own pit and hiss." And the mother snake says, "She has a bloody nerve. She has some nerve. I remember Mrs. Potts when she hadn't got a pit to hiss in." That's kids for you, and it's very, very special. That's why I say to the children today, it's a very important... My two youngest boys say, you know, they say things to me from time to time, and one of them said to me there quite a couple of years ago, in actual fact, he had a little pet rabbit, and he says,
"Ada, what happened if the rabbit died? If he got killed?"
Well, I said, if he died, sure, you know, we'd have a little party for him, and I said, I'd invite all your pals around, and we'd put him in a little box, and we'd bury him at the end of the garden, and I'd give you lemonade and sweeties.
Can we kill him now?
Irish Radio with Jerry Byrne.
I'm Jerry Byrne. Join me right here on Irish Radio every Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 1, also every Monday from 1 o'clock until 3. Look forward to your company.
Well, hello there, this is Arnold, and don't forget to join me for the Irish Country Music Hour here on irishradio.org every Sunday morning.
You're listening to Worldwide, irishradio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, non-stop Irish music.
May I say thanks for the years gone by and all that you've been to me. Today is our day, let's relive the past. It's our anniversary. God's help, it's been and it stayed that way. It's our anniversary. We've had our bad times, we've had our good times, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our bad times, we've had our
greatest gift in all the world you gave to me so willingly. So bless you and keep you through years to come. I love you, please always love.
Before the Lord and all our friends, your daddy cried a teardrop as he gave his girl away, and I promised to keep loving you until my dying day. What God has joined together, let no one come between, or try to put asunder lovers building their dreams. The light that shines forever is now burning in our hearts. What God has joined together, let no one ever part. Well, that was several years ago today. We've walked some rocky roads along the way, but the Lord has helped us make it through the crazy ups and downs. And when we took the wrong road, He turned us both around. What God has joined together, let no one come between, or try to put asunder lovers building their dreams. The light that shines forever is now burning in our hearts. What God has joined together, let no one ever part. When the evening of our lives on earth is near, our eyes grow weak and words are hard to hear, well, I pray the Lord is tender when He comes to call us home, and He lets us go together so we'll never be alone. What God has joined together, let no one come between, or try to put asunder lovers building their dreams. The light that shines forever is now burning in our hearts. What God has joined together, let no one ever part. What God has joined together, let no one ever
of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Not greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea to the city of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall,
some of them knew fame, more of them knew hardship and die upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease the lonely hearts. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall,
when you wake, it's a new morning.
sun is shining, it's a new morning, and you're going home. Winding your way down on Baker Street, light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day, you'll drink the night away and forget about everything.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org.
With the very best Irish music, this is IrishRadio.org.
Well, it started up in Donegal not many years ago. They crawled out of the woodwork and they had a fire to blow. They found a girl called Mary, they searched in their pub. A blinded by the whiskey, they tried to pick you up. Oh, Mary, Mary, why contrary, how does it got her?
Saskatchewan prairie, bringing just the end of cold with winter still to come. 'Cause when my mind starts turning towards a place in Tipperary, green and pleasant country that I used to call my home. When you're last in line for the family farm, your choices aren't that many. To leave behind the life you've known and set out on your own. We were young and we didn't care. We saved up every penny, headed out to Canada and a place to call our own. When the ice and the snow seems to go on forever, makes me think maybe we should quit and go back home. When springtime comes around again and the chance of better weather, think we'll try just one more year to make it on our own. We left Ireland 7 years ago, we had planned to get married. buy some land and build a house and raise a family. And then 2 years drought and 2 years floods, and her dreams they soon got buried. Death piled high and winter snows that brought us to our knees. When you fall behind and the payment's due and the banks don't show much pity, they call the loan we had to sell, we lost what we had owned. Now I'm working in a factory in this cold and concrete city, and I'm a place a million miles from places that I've known. When the ice and the snow seems to go on forever, makes me think maybe we should quit and go back home. But when springtime comes around again and the chance of better weather, I think we'll try just one more year to make it on our own. Now the wheat fields of Saskatchewan lie golden in the sunshine. Summer breezes push the clouds across the prairie sky, but my memory lies where Irish skies lie in eternal springtime, where simpler times and simpler minds make promises for life. When the ice and the snow seems to go on forever, makes me think maybe we should quit and go back home. And when springtime comes around again and the chance of better weather, I think we'll try just one more year to make it on our own. When the ice and the snow seems to go on forever, makes me think maybe we should quit and go back home. And when springtime comes around again and the chance of better weather, think we'll try just one more year to make it on our own.
I've missed my home in Ireland and my kind relations too. I've missed them all. In the valleys and the glens with all their beauty, and my birthplace in the lovely Donegal. Just to hear again the fiddlers from the mountains with their songs and melodies of years gone by, and the fragrance of the turf out on the moorlands. Sure, these memories bring teardrops to my eyes. Many years ago I crossed the mighty ocean, my wanderlust responded to the call. Now I sit and think of home and all my kinfolk, and my birthplace in the lovely Donegal. Just to spend an hour again down in the tavern, and to listen to the tales the old men tell. or to join again among the merry laughter. In Donegal, the place that I have loved so well. But before I die, I know I shall return there, just to hear and see the beauty of it all. I will buy a plot of land down by the graveyard, and I'd rest in peace in dear old Donegal. Oh, how I miss my lovely Donegal.
He says, give me a taste of your whiskey, give me a drag of your back, give me a fiver to pay the driver off this taxi cab. Never seen this man before, there was no taxi there. He was old but very fresh with long white hair. He says, I come here from the future, let me tell you what I've seen. You lost everything you have and ended up like me, but no one else could notice who was making the scene. It got all and no one could see him but me. Well, I come from the 1500s, when the gaze was over, and I've been to the year 2000, when we're living on the moon. Hope, my friend, yes, my friend, I am the ghost of time. He says, you're going to have a daughter and a very pretty wife, but there will never be a happy day if you don't start your life. At that point, the door opened, my future wife was standing there. She didn't know who I was, so I was talking to an empty chair.
Stone. I thought and you in the arms of a stranger. I could forget it and forgive, but I'm still hurting and I see the danger in every moment that we live. You're longing to return to the bright city lights while I'm contented in our old country home. This evening is the time to tell me you're leaving, 'cause I'd be happier alone. We play by the rules, by making up reasons why together we must stay. But you do we fool, or who are we pleasing, pursuing love that's flown away? You're longing to return to the bright city lights while I'm contented in our old country home. This evening is the time to tell me you're leaving, 'cause I'd be happier alone.
Won't you tell me, son, what county man are you? I thought you might be Mayo, but now I am not so sure. I've been over here a long time on my own, and it's really nice to meet someone from home. Won't you tell me now, how's Dublin City Fair? It's such a long, long time since I was there. And how were sweet Fermanagh and Tyrone? Yes, it's really nice to meet someone from home. Won't you spare me just a minute? Just a minute of your time. I seldom meet someone from home. Won't you stay a while? I've been over here a long time on my own, and it's really nice to meet someone. Just a minute of your time. I seldom meet someone from home. Won't you stay a while? I've been over here a long time on my own, and it's really nice to meet someone from. Really nice to meet.
way you like my smile. So I let you take your shot. I figured you were sweet enough, and you were decent as a boyfriend for a while. But when I came to meet your friends, you said, girl, go put on that dress. And honey, won't you do your hair for 3 months? There's people I want to impress, so would you rein in for once? Show them that smile, I want nothing more from you tonight. I watched every jaw out hit the ground. I think I showed it smile the whole night through. And he pulled me to the side, said you always were too much. I said too much, was I just too far for you?
God help her, she's in an awful state. She's got that husband fellas running away, a teenage daughter in the family way, and she don't pay her bills to nobody. Poor Mrs. Donahoe out there be battling you. She used to be a king from Davitt Street. All of them were spotless in their parents' home, till she got married to that animal. According to all accounts, they never go to mass. He's with that young one out in Ballyhack. She don't have a stitch across her back, but she can well afford to drink. Asher Musha, God help her, she's in an awful state. She's got that husband fellas run away, a teenage daughter in the family way, and she don't pay her bills to nobody. I really don't know what's to become of them. All the street is up in arms of them. They make more noise than an army when she starts throwing all the cups at him. I really wouldn't mind if they were friendly, but they don't say hello to nobody.
think that they were somebody. It makes me laugh, you know, at the back of her head. Asher Musha, God help her, she's in an awful state. She's got that husband fellas run away, a teenage daughter in the family way, and she don't pay her bills to nobody.
Castle one soy